5 o'clock on the dot, so let's please call the meeting to order. We'll start out with a roll call. Mr. Cox, if you would, please.
Okay. Cynthia Albright. Jeff Anderson. Denny Birchland.
Here.
Marcia Hales.
Here.
George Hansen.
Here.
Robert Hendrickson. Denny Lampkin.
Here.
Susan Lotto.
Here.
Kim Mackey.
Here.
Eli Miltich. Steve Nyes.
Here.
Andy Poole.
Here.
Bill Sample.
Here.
Delia Seem.
Here.
John Strongarthorne. President Lampkin, Commissioners Anderson and Strongarthorne contacted me. They have a work commitment and request to be excused.
All those in favor of excusing the absences, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. We have, you got in the package that was emailed to you earlier last week, the minutes for the July 10th and the October 9th of 2013 meetings. Do we have an approval for those, a motion to approve those minutes as presented? We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion regarding those? If not, all in favor of approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Communications are City Council submitting resolution requesting council members and the Charter Commission review amending the city charter to address city vacancies. With your pleasure, I'll mark that received. And draft ordinance amending Chapter 5, Section 36 of the City Charter Civil Service, removing the provisions relating to random selection for entry-level positions. If I may mark that received. You have no unfinished business. The first item of new business is a resolution requesting council members and the Charter Commission review amending the City Charter to address the council vacancies. President Lampkin, Charlotte Gardner from the City Council is here. Maybe other parties that would like to address you, maybe kind of give you a background or perspective on this.
Charlotte, would you like to approach?
One time, there you go.
There we go. Thank you very much, President Lampkin and Charter Commission members, commissioners. Very glad to be before you today. This is my first Charter Commission meeting, so finding this all very interesting. What we're looking at doing on the council, I think, as you know, when we did our last appointment for the City Council, there, we made an effort to break a tie using ranked choice voting, and it was a disaster. And so we had to go back to the drawing board in terms of council appointments and how we are going to deal with them. And one of the pieces that we need to look at and are hoping that we will get your assistance with is looking at doing a special election if there is going to be a council vacancy that will last longer than 1 year. And so if you can, point I understand it is, I spoke with Attorney Luderman earlier, I understand it is in your bylaws to be able, for the president to be able to appoint an ad hoc committee to work with my committee, the Personnel Committee, which is also known as Committee 1, in your referred to in your resolution. And that committee is made up of myself and Howie Hansen from the 4th District, and Jennifer Gelsrud from the 1st District. And then I asked that an at-large counselor be included, and that person is Emily Larson. So it is the four of us counselors, and we are hoping for an ad hoc committee of two or possibly three, whomever would be interested, to help us look into and explore the possibility of changing the charter to allow the council to request a special election. And we are also looking at and fixing our own process, which is going to be in our standing rules, which we will not need your assistance, but definitely for the special election piece, if we do that, and if the Charter Commission will recommends that. I mean, we need to do some studying and exploring of the issue. One of the things that concerns me about a special election, of course, is the fact that the charter does say that we are supposed to how does it say it? We are supposed to, without the council is without delay. Without delay is to appoint a counselor, a replacement for a council vacancy. And so a special election, we'd be looking at anywhere between 90 and 120 days, so there would be a delay there. So those are some of the issues that we're facing and looking at if we do this, and if, of course, the Charter Commission agrees to it. So that's why we're here, or I'm here. These other two folks are here because they thought it was about ranked choice voting. So, but they're still interested. So you're from the UMD Math Department.
And I think that forming a special committee to review that and to come up with a joint recommendation is an absolutely excellent way to proceed with this. So how do we do that? Ask for volunteers to join the committee? I will. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4.
And Mr. Lampkin, I believe that Jeff Anderson, I don't know Chair Lampkin, if he informed you, but he also said he would be interested in assisting with that.
Okay.
He contacted me about a month ago.
Okay. Who will set up the meeting, the schedule for those meetings then?
The city attorney's office.
All right.
Has been so very kind.
Buderman?
Yeah, you're on.
Commission President, the committee that is basically going to be a joint committee of this commission and the city council will be subject to the open meeting laws, and so we'll have to work with scheduling meetings and noticing meetings with the clerk's office and finding space for that and all that good stuff. I just need to clarify who the president of this body gets to appoint the ad hoc committee, and so if you would, so that the minutes are able to be produced, announce who you are appointing to the committee, that we would appreciate that.
President Lampkin, I think I got it, correct me if I'm wrong. Bill Sample, Danny Birchland, Susan Lottle, and Kim Mackey, and Jeff Anderson, if he's interested. Was that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. What we'll do in following up what Ms. Luderman mentioned, when the date is set and everything, it'll be posted as a public meeting, and I can just FYI everybody, keep you in the loop. If you want to drop in, you know, more like she said, it's an open meeting law.
So we will table the amendment, any reading of the amendment for the to review the Charter Commission to address the city vacancies at this time until we have a recommendation from the committee.
Well, I think the concept is you're going to table the issue. We don't have a formal black and white amendment, so we're just going to table the issue if that's your consensus.
That is correct.
Okay.
And I would like to add that we are looking at hopefully having at least one meeting in May with the appointed people and the personnel committee. And then we're probably going to take a break in the summer because it's hard to get people together. And so we'll look at this again in September. But our initial meeting hopefully will be in mid-May. That works for people.
Thank you very much. Do we need a motion to approve this?
How about a motion to table?
Table, okay. We have a motion to table. Do we have a second on that? Have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. We have two other speakers.
If they, thank you. I don't know if they want.
No?
Okay. We basically wanted to offer our services. Derek Gerdman and I work from the math department at UMD.
Can you identify yourself, please, and speak into the microphone?
Oh. Catherine Lenz and Eric Erdman from the math department at UMD. And we have been studying social choice methods and for those that have been used for municipal elections recently, looked at newspaper articles and so forth, to develop, to understand how populations, voting populations, respond to these different things. And so we want to offer our services. If you want to talk about how to choose a replacement council in a way that will reflect what your goals are in choosing that person, and maybe in not raising hackles among the public if possible. So,
okay, well, thank you very much. If that's the committee takes that direction, we'll take you up on the offer. Thank you.
The next item of business is a draft ordinance amending Chapter 5, Section 36 of the City Charter of Civil Service, removing the provision relating to random selection for entry-level employees. I believe the City Attorney's Office will give you an introduction.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff, members of the committee. This is really just simple housekeeping. I noticed that this provision was still in the charter when we were doing some training on the civil service code with newer staff members of the Human Resources Department. Quite frankly, I thought that this had been taken out of the charter a long time ago, because since Hall v. Chaplin, which is a case from the State Supreme Court from 1990, we haven't been doing random selection because of the need to apply veterans preference points to open competitive examinations. And Hall v. Chaplin required us to convert all tests to a 100-point scale and then apply the veterans preference. And since we can't do random selection and create a 100-point test with veterans preference, it hasn't been the city's practice to do random selection, because we choose to comply with the state's veterans preference laws. And so when I saw this, I says, well, you know, we got a charter commission meeting coming up. Let's get this thing out of the charter, since it's not lawful anyways. And that's all this is a little housekeeping for you.
Okay. Well, I assume we need a motion to recommend the change in the charter to remove the language. And I think everyone has a copy of it that was emailed to you as an attachment. Just striking the words, as Mrs. Luderman indicated. We have a motion to and a second. Any further discussion regarding this, or any discussion at all? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. That is the extent of the agenda for this evening. So,
just a reminder, this is an even year, and I don't have the information in front of me, but there will probably be some terms that have come to an end of their normal allowed term. We'll be advising you of it, but that's this summer. But the next date is the second Wednesday in July. If the this committee probably won't be back, but if there's any other business, but otherwise, we'll see you for the annual meeting in October.
Thank you very much. Any other? We need a motion to adjourn. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. That was quick.